Click Rate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Oh, it's nice to play that sting again, and it's great to have you back in the studio, Troy. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for remembering I existed.
We've had some texts coming in pretty much every week, being like, so when is Troy coming back? When do we get to hear Troy again? And today
is the
day.
I'll have to tell my mum to stop texting.
Hey, you've brought us some big tunes on your first one back. I'm very excited about this.
It's been great, actually, with lots of things haven't been great, of course, but, you know, one thing is that people still want music and like music, and so our customers have been great, and I bought you a few of the ones that we've still got left.
Ooh,
how's that?
Awesome. Ooh. Well, that sounds great.
That sounds like things are limited edition stock special.
Everything
numbers.
Is a limited edition. Cool. Let's start with Memphis in the 1980s. Do you want to hit Frankie?
I will.
Oh! All right, this is a Light in the Attic compilation called Stone Crush. Now, Memphis, does it say Memphis Modern Soul? It's a modern soul, funk, R&B. But rather than all the names you think it's going to be, it's all like independently released singles.
Awesome.
Or private press records. Wait for Frankie. You gotta keep on. Oh, yeah.
Wow, what a voice.
Now, Frankie is a construction worker.
Cool.
Bricklayer. And
is that what this is about? The artwork says by Brick.
No, Brick is a Memphis artist who got his name from like painting on walls and things.
Cool.
Anyway, so Frankie was a construction worker, and what he'd do is he'd save up all the money he could. He had an idea for two tremendous songs, which he figured was going to be his single. And he contacted Michael from the Barquets and said, can you arrange and produce this? Michael's like, yeah, sure. But as you can hear, it's like there's a lot going on. There's a lot of instrumentation and everything. So it actually took Frankie 2 years
of
going, you know, in and out of the studio when he had the money to say, okay, let's do the horns today. Okay, let's do this today.
So it's a proper labour of love.
Yeah, and listen to him. I
feel you next to me. So are all the tracks this level of, like, joy?
I would say 90% are, yeah. You know, the first tune on this record is by a dentist.
This is super cool. So these are all just, like, people who kind of music was maybe their passion project more than their job, really. Oh,
all of them. Except the instrumentation. You can hear it. There's a lot of Barquets through this album.
Right.
A lot of the studio workers and everything. But for the most part, in fact, 100% of the singers were all people that had other lives.
Awesome.
And this was their, I don't know why, you know, their one shot at stardom? I don't think so. I think you can hear from this, it's something that Frankie had to do.
Totally. So please, Mr.
DJ, what's this one called again?
This is called No Seat Dancing.
Yeah.
Which we were just saying off air is actually kind of counter to what we're supposed to be doing at the moment.
Dancing
all gigs are seat dancing. Yeah.
I have to say, listening to this song definitely makes me want to hear what else the record sounds like.
Well, it's like I said, it sort of covers it covers funk, it covers soul, R&B. All what are the years? It says 77 to 87. The majority of them are mid 80s. The production's all really nice and sympathetic. There's not too much that sounds dated on it. There's one on here where the vocalist sounds like, you know, the real grit R&B of Betty Davis or something.
Cool, cool.
The one by Libra, the last track, that is something amazing. And then
they are quite, like, diverse people on here as well. As you were saying, like, their jobs are diverse, but just, yeah, the sound is quite diverse. I'd kind of forgotten about this because I saw it a while ago pop up on Bandcamp and I was like, that looks really cool. And I listened to one single on it and I was like, mental note to not forget about this. And then, of course, I did. So I'm so glad you've brought this in because it is an absolute stunner, Troy.
I actually think that it might be one of the best Light in the Attic vault exercises that we've had for a year or two, maybe 2 years. Everything on it is just like, yeah, joyous. It's fun. What
Troy's
a fun
only
record.
Brought one copy in, and I feel like Rachel and I are going to have to fight to the death over it.
I'll just rip through the names here. So we've got O.T. Sykes.
That's the dentist.
Yep. That's the dentist. L.A., Tom Sanders, Frankie Alexander, who we've just been listening to. This is probably the best name on here. Captain Fantastic and the Starfleet. 10 out of 10. Also closely followed by Magic Morris, I have to say.
Oh, Magic Morris. He is great. Sorry.
Does. Go on. Don't apologise. We'd like to hear it. Sir Henry Ivy, Sweet Pearl. We've also just got Morris on here. So there's Magic Morris, and then there's also just Morris.
Oh, he's the same guy.
Oh, it's the same guy. Yeah. He's just not feeling particularly magic on that track, maybe.
Maybe. Well, he sounds it, but okay.
We've also got Jay Fuchter here, Kato. We've got Greg Mason, Silk Satin and Lace, Kick and Libra, as you mentioned before. It's a pretty special compilation, this one. How many copies have you got left?
There's still a couple. There's still a few, maybe. But it's one that...
Should I take this one on?
One of you can.
Okay, what have you brought us here?
All right, next. This came in just before lockdown. And I think people may have overlooked it because of things going on in the world in their lives. Mm. Moses Boyd, the great drummer from London, who we know from Binker and Moses, who did his... this is actually his first solo album. You might go, no, wait, what about Displaced Diaspora? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought too. But Moses said, no, this is his first solo album.
Awesome.
What we have here is... he's produced it and he plays drums throughout. Now, he's got, he works with a bunch of different people on it. The most startling, I think, is the fact that there's a few vocalists on it.
Mm.
Not on the tune we're hearing, and not on my favourite tunes, but nonetheless. Polly Ajude is on here.
It's going to be the most Troy thing I've ever heard. Well, no vocalists on my favourite songs, of course.
But anyway, so on this tune here, I had to actually write down because it's quite a big unit that he put together with... Now, remember Theon Cross, the tuba player?
Yep.
Okay, so Theon is on this, and you'll hear about a minute in that he becomes the backbone of it. But Theon's brother, Nathaniel...
oh, really?
There's a lot of bass in their house. He played...
I didn't realise they were brothers.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, he plays trombone and bass trombone on
nice.
The same tune. He arranged the thing. You'll hear Ifa Ogunjobi is on trumpet. You'll hear him soon. Nubia Garcia and Michael Underwood are on the tenor sax. And there's a guitar player called Artie Zayat, who I hadn't really heard of before this record, but he's something.
Awesome.
Okay, you can hear already. There we have...
I really, really like this record, and I think it is kind of like... It's a cool snapshot of what's going on in that London jazz scene at the moment.
Yeah, it totally is. But also, it's the... I've also found that some of our customers come in the shop that don't like jazz at all and don't even want to know about it are kind of keen on this.
Yeah.
You know, we'll point this out and play, you know, and they'll be like, oh, because it's just as much sort of grime. It's just as much
dance. I'm not sure if I just heard this and I'm not sure if jazz is the first thing that would come to my mind.
No, probably not. There's one tune on here that I find really shocking because it sounds like if you got a burial track and they like stuck it down a well and then like amped up the bass, it's like, whoa.
Is that the one with Joe Armin Jones? Is that the one?
No, it's the one with just Moses and the vocalist. It's called
true.
Over You, I think.
Only You.
Only You.
I'm just and looking at the track listing.
It's kind of startling. But what a great record this is. Dark Matter by Moses Boyd. Oh, there we go. There's Aoife on the trumpet.
Thought that might have been embossed on the cover there, but
wouldn't it have been great if it was?
It's great as it is.
There was
next
a special
time,
edition.
Next time they press
that,
it. Hopefully.
Yeah. It's a. You see what it is? It's a Union Jack.
It's also
the
flaming torch.
The cover is just kind of. I actually want to. I was going to say black, but I kind of want to go with dark green.
You could well be right.
Mm. Charcoal. And pretty much nothing else except a white speckled. Kind of abstract looking Union
with dark matter
jack.
Through the middle of it. It's is it about the black experience in London? Without a doubt.
Yeah.
But is it about other things? Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's a really tremendous record.
It is. I think it's one of those ones that 2020 has felt so bloody long that I kind of forgot about this already, and so it's really nice to hear it and be like, yeah, this is awesome.
You probably forgot that this came out around the same time as the Chewbacca and the Ancestors, and that seems like a millennia ago now. But, you know, these are two new records, you know. Can you imagine the bass at the Cross household? Good grief.
They must have a very...
Tuba and baritone trombone. Good grief.
Their neighbours must have some good earplugs, I'd imagine.
Or maybe they've got no neighbours, I don't know.
No.
They moved out.
So this track is Stranger Than Fiction by Moses Boyd. And what is the name of the album again?
Dark Matter.
Dark Matter. Who pressed this, by the way? What record is this?
Well, it's on Moses' own label, Exodus.
Right.
As to who pressed it, I'm not too sure. I think it's pressed at the Vinyl Factory in London.
Oh, cool.
In the in Hayes, Middlesex, actually. The old EMI plant, I think, has pressed that.
Well, there we go. All right, what is this?
Right. Up next, the sixth album from the Tuareg group Tamarcrest. Well, they don't say that they're Tuareg. They say they're Kel Tamashek, which is basically translates as the speakers of the Tamashek languages.
Right.
Shorthand for people, Malian Desert Blues. Shorthand for people, nomadic, modern desert rock and roll.
Mean.
But this is their sixth album. This one here, Tamatai, which translates as a hope for the future. Now, the very nature of this group, and in fact, Tenarawin, who they're sort of came up on the heels of, is a politicised thing for Kel Tamashek.
Right.
It's like these are people who have been wandering that desert for, I don't know how many centuries, maybe thousands of years.
Yeah.
And of course, over the last 100, 200 years, the political situation it means is those lands have been taken.
Mm.
There's been a few uprisings, even in the last 20 years, where Tamashek people have been at war with Mali. And, but, you know, this here, I got the translation of this tune, I wrote it down. I didn't translate it, it's on the inner sleeve, everyone can read it. But the lyrics of this, it's called Ornithin, which is, I think it means either exile or future. I can't remember. In fact, I think it might mean both.
Right.
Anyway, the lyrics of this go, my dearest wish is to see the beloved flag raised that will unite all the people of Kel Tamashek, all for unity that makes Kedal the capital. Kedal, of course, is now in Mali, and it's where Tamarcrest originated from. They don't live there now. They live either in France or in Algeria. I mean, they're scattered.
Right, right. How big is this group? How many people are involved?
I think the core of the group is only six. But on this record, it's interesting. They have they went to Japan at some point, and they've got a traditional Japanese group playing with them on one of the
really?
Tunes.
Oh, really? Oh, that's super cool.
There's a vocalist from Morocco who appears on one of their tracks. Can you separate things from the politics of which, you know, under which they're made? You can. And if you did, you would just hear like a great record full of heart and feeling if you look into it, you know.
So much more.
There's more,
yeah.
But a great band. Like I said, much younger than Tenarawin.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know pretty much nothing about them,
yeah.
But I do know Tenarawin. So this is kind of for fans of, or?
I guess so, but I mean, I don't want to belabor the point that they're very, you know, they're similarities.
Yeah.
It's just that they came, they're the same.
Came through the same scene.
Yes. Well, yeah. I don't know if you can have a scene when you're nomads.
Well,
who knows?
Nomadic scene. This is really cool.
Yeah, it's cool though.
Isn't that cover great?
The cover's awesome. Staunch as. So all of the lyrics are translated in there as well?
They are, yeah.
That's really cool.
The whole thing is in Tamashek. They do only in their own language. But yeah, there's the translation in both English and French in there.
Cool.
The album itself was predominantly recorded in Paris.
Right. Who recorded it? Well, for the most part, is it?
Oh, it's what's the producer's name? David Odlum, who's produced like Glenn Hansard and stuff like that.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's a really cool
that's
record.
That's a really cool one.
Number six record from Tamarcrest, which is called, I don't know what those little dots mean, but I think it's called Tamotate. I could be completely off the mark, but you'll be able to work it out.
Fantastic. And what else did you bring us this morning, Troy?
Of course, right before that was Moses Boyd, the double LP entitled Dark Matter. He says it's his solo debut. Perhaps that Displaced Diaspora was, he thought of that as being...
collaborative.
In fact, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, it was under the name Moses Boyd Exodus as well.
So maybe he had a slightly different makeup of... what he saw as his group at that time.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Binker Golding does appear on one track.
Oh, cool.
Our good old mate, Binker. And we started off with the latest compilation from Light in the Attic, various artists, Stone Crush, Memphis Modern Soul, 77 to 87.
They were all fantastic records, but I have to say I think Stone Crush might have been my favourite this morning. Thank you for bringing those in, Troy.
Thanks for having me.
It's very nice to have you back, and we'll talk to you again this time next Thursday.
I'll see you all at the shop.
See you at the shop.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.
All right.